Conroe Means Business radio show and podcast are brought to you by these sponsors. Aurelia Weems, a CPA right here in Conroe, Texas. Her number is 936-273-1188. Matt Cree with First Priority Title, 832-204-4884. Klaus Hernandez of Klaus Homes, 832-434-4646. Jen Bell with Goosehead Insurance, 281-713-6873. And finally, Brandon Polk of Plus 40 Fitness, 936-827-2258. Please support these sponsors as they allow this program and others to be aired. Also, if you're interested in the chamber, please join us, and you can join us online at mytexaschamber.org or call the chamber at 832-436-8956.
Welcome to the Conroe Means Business radio show and podcast, where we believe that a little bit of action, a lot of focus, and a lot of accountability can lead to your business success. The purpose of this program is to highlight members of the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce, and we make sure that our members share a lot of strategies for you to be more successful in business and in general. I'm accompanied here today by Tom Brody. Tom is our host, or my co-host, and he owns a company called The Found Money Guy. Is that the name of your company, Tom?
That's it, The Found Money Guy, because we're going to help businesses find money in places they never knew to look.
I'm sure Tom's going to explain what that means, but find money in places they never looked, they never thought they should look, or whatever that means. I know that where I come from, Tom, we hide money in walls. That's what we do in Mexico and stuff. Yeah. You know, we our bank is our mattress. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, not quite, but it does really apply to buildings. So commercial building owners do have a way to get additional money out of their building through depreciation strategies, and we talk to them about that.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the show first.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about you, and then, of course, our other friend who's with us today, Klaus Hernandez. He stopped by the first show just to check it out, and so we want to make sure we understand what he does and why people should listen to him. Anyway, all right, so this program is for members of the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce. Basically, it features them, but their wisdom, not necessarily their business. We're trying to find the success strategies they follow so that they can be who they are now and grow their business. So to that end, you've done this before sometimes, Tom. I mean, you've talked to people. You used to have our podcasts.
Right.
So tell us a little bit more about how that worked and how that parallels to what we're doing here today.
Well, the great thing about this is that trying to get business owners to talk about what makes them successful. So it's not just talking about their business, but it's kind of their attitude, the things that they've done, the things that they've tried and weren't so successful at. So it's a way to really bring that education to a wider audience, because a lot of people are working kind of solopreneurs these days. So they're working for themselves, by themselves. They don't have a support system in their company that helps train them. I mean, I used to work for Shell for 27 years, and we went to all kind of classes. But if you're on your own, there's nobody telling you what classes to take and what you need to concentrate on. If we can get some of that learning from listening to other people and their struggles, it's a great way to spread that education.
And it's actually how people learn, too, you know, from each other. And yes, the purpose, like we've said, is to really help other people learn new things using this media. But we're also going to use not only radio, but it's going to be featured as a podcast and on public access television here in Conroe.
Right.
So when you had the podcast, Tom, how broad was it? And why is it important, you think, to even have a podcast?
Well, the great thing about podcasts is it does go beyond geography. I mean, we had people, believe it or not, listening to it from Europe, South America. It was crazy, because a lot of things we talked about were U.S.-based businesses. So I don't know really what the attraction was, but the thing to take away is that it was more than just your local community.
Very good.
I mean, we got around to the community for sure, but it was much wider. It's truly a global reach.
Very good. And we have hundreds of members. So now we have a very long list of people who will be coming on the show. And if you haven't signed up yet, you should as soon as possible. And if you think to yourself that you're not interesting, don't worry. We know. But we'll make you interesting. We'll ask you questions, and it won't be a big deal. You'll get the questions in advance, and you'll know exactly what you're walking into. There are no gotcha questions. There are no gotcha questions unless you want something to be said, and then we'll make sure we highlight that. So the show will be featured on 104.5 and 106.1 FM in Conroe. And so everybody else can listen to it as well. Like we've said, it's international because it's a podcast. You can watch us on television. Say hello, everybody, to the cameras. There you go. And so that's a big deal. I think it has a really great reach. And a lot of our members have so many interesting and important things to share. You know, so we'll feature our members, but we'll also feature from time to time special guests. You know, like right now, for instance, in the city of Conroe, we're going into election season. So we're probably going to be interviewing politicians and people like that. You know, so the co-hosts or the hosts here will be, for sure, Tom Brody. We have another person named Claus Hernandez, who's just basically a radio junkie. I mean, he likes the radio and he likes the attention. And Janice Moreno. Janice is a hairstylist, and she has her office or her boutique, or what do they call that? Salon?
Salon in spring, yeah.
In spring. So she'll be joining us as well, just for some variety. And like we've said, the purpose here is to share the wealth, you know, to share the wisdom and of course, motivate you and tell you that you're not alone. That's a big deal. Being also a business owner and running the Chamber of Commerce, there are many, many lonely moments where you have to ask yourself questions and you have to make decisions that are really hard to make, especially on your own. And I think that's one of the biggest benefits is that people can actually meet with like-minded people. And we just had a member join yesterday who said exactly those words. He wants to be around people who think like him, you know, because they don't congregate in certain places, you know, like in church. He's not going to find people that he can talk to about business. You know, so that's a big benefit. What kind of benefit have you seen about what we're doing right here, Tom?
Well, the greatest thing is a lot of people have never been on the radio before, and they have a natural, I guess, maybe almost fear of speaking. In fact, the fear of public speaking, I think, is the number one fear beyond
fear of spiders and
spiders and all that. But it's one of those things where if you just practice it and do it enough, you get past that, and you're able to get your message out. So this is a way for people to get some of that practice and a way to get their message out in a format that's very casual. You know, it's not like you're in front of the big lights on TV and you're not sweating and worrying about your makeup running or anything like that. It's a very casual, it's a great way to get the message out, just like you're talking to somebody, having a cup of coffee.
Well, I'm sweating and my makeup is running, but that's a whole different story. Anyway, all right, so if any of you want to get involved and if you want to learn more about our Chamber of Commerce, mytexaschamber.org. Mytexaschamber.org is a way to reach us through our website, but you can also call 832-436-8956. So, Tom, we have someone here watching, listening, learning, who really wants to say a few words. Would you introduce our special guest this morning?
Our special guest today is Claus Hernandez. She's the owner of Claus Homes. And so, Claus, tell us a little bit about your business.
Hi. So, if you don't know where you're going, you don't know what house you want, or you're trying to sell this house, there is a lot of cars in your street, too much trash, it's dark, you don't know if it floods. Floods very big in Conroe and surrounding areas. I am that person you need to call. My name is Claus Hernandez from Claus Homes, and I am a real estate broker, and I'm here to find you the right house, and I'm also here to tell you if it's time to sell that house and get you into a new one.
One way I know Claus is that when I met him, he showed us some pictures of himself. He showed me a picture of a little boy, 5 or 6 years old, with a phone in his hand. And he was actually talking on a phone. And he tells me that that's when he started in real estate, that his mom introduced him. Is there any truth to that, Claus? And what is the picture and what's the story there?
Yes, there is truth to it. That picture does exist. You can actually find it on my website. I am second generation realtor. My mom started in this business back in the 80s. I got my real estate license straight out of high school in 2000. So I have been working actively in real estate for 22 years now.
Wow. Okay. So if anyone knows where and where not, he does. So it's important that you give him a call. Tell us about the number, Claus, because I can't see it without my glasses.
Again, the number is 832-434-4646, 832-434-4646.
Okay, so is that anywhere in Texas, Claus, or anywhere in the U.S.?
It's anywhere. Anyone can call me from anywhere. I specialize in real estate in the state of Texas. I have a license to sell real estate in Texas. My team sells in San Antonio, Austin, and Houston. And okay. Anything, anywhere in between. Yes.
How about El Paso?
No, I don't go to El Paso.
How about Laredo?
Too far.
Okay, all right. So he does have his limitations, but he also has a helicopter and stuff, so he can get if he needs to. So, Claus, tell us again, to reach you, what do I need to do?
The best way to reach me is by cell phone. Call my cell phone. The number is 832-434-4646.
Tom, what question did you have for Claus? It looks like you have one loaded up.
Well, the one thing I'm everybody hears about, especially this time of year and in the season, is everybody moving into Texas from other places, especially California. Are you seeing that a lot too?
Yes, Tom, I am seeing that, and I'm glad you brought that up a little bit, because part of the Chambers podcast and radio show, it's global, right? And people don't realize that the audience you're reaching out and the audience that's actually listening to the radio show and the podcast is not necessarily people in Conroe or its surrounding cities. It's people from other states, like you mentioned, yeah. California. I have people from Florida, too, reaching out. And these people do their homework ahead of time, look into websites, look into radio companies, look into chambers to see if these are good areas where they want to move to. So if anyone is hearing us from the chamber, please reach out to us. You definitely need to get in the radio. And there's people listening.
For sure. So, Klaus, why do you even sponsor the radio? What's your big deal with that? Because if you've been a sponsor of a radio show, even when we had one in Spanish in Houston, so you've always been involved in this. Do you want to be like a DJ or something? Is that what we're seeing?
No, I don't want to be a DJ. My passion is real estate. It's always been real estate. That's why I've been doing it this long. What I've gotten out of the radio is letting people know. People want to know what's going on, especially with real estate. And it's an easy channel. You know, they can get in there, listen, look at the videos, and most of their questions that they're maybe afraid to ask are being answered. And then it starts a conversation. So that's why I move forward, and I'm still very active in helping the chamber and doing the radio.
We appreciate it very much. Tom, go ahead.
Well, the one thing I was going to talk about, too, is that, you know, everybody thinks that Houston floods all the time because Harvey, and they always talk about that. Are there certain areas that are more flood prone than others? I mean, it's not just the whole area, right? All of Houston doesn't flood all the time.
You're right, Tom. At Houston, not the whole city floods. Of course, if you've had rain consecutively for 7 days in a row, it's going to affect major parts of the city. But most of the time, what tends to flood is areas that are close to our rivers and our lakes. It's just we're a low-lying area. We don't have high points or low points. There's no valleys. Most of Houston and surrounding counties tend to be flat. So it's difficult for the rain to go downstream if everything is flat.
Right.
Right.
Very good. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to our maiden radio show. This is the very first one and the very, very, very first guest who popped in, kind of. He didn't pop in. He knew he was coming. It's Klaus Hernandez, Klaus Holmes, and we really thank you, Klaus. But you've been a member of our chamber for a very long time. You've been a sponsor for a long time, and you're also going to, from time to time, host the show.
Yes.
This is why Klaus is here. We're not trying to be favoritism on anyone else, because our next guest is not only running for city council, he is a business owner locally. And so no, we're not trying to, you know, put you before him. Basically, they're both equal. You know, in terms of the show. But we're going to listen more to him. He's a young man who owns a business locally, Plus 40 Fitness, and he also is running for city council. So we're going to talk to Brandon Polk when we come back in a few minutes. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Conroe Means Business radio show and podcast are brought to you by these sponsors. Aurelia Weems, a CPA right here in Conroe, Texas. Her number is 936-273-1188. Matt Cree with First Priority Title, 832-204-4884. Klaus Hernandez of Klaus Homes, 832-434-4646. Jen Bell with Goosehead Insurance, 281-713-6873. And finally, Brandon Polk of Plus 40 Fitness, 936-827-2258. Please support these sponsors as they allow this program and others to be aired. Also, if you're interested in the chamber, please join us, and you can join us online at mytexaschamber.org or call the chamber at 832-436-8956.
Welcome back to the Conroe Means Business Radio Show and Podcast, where we believe that a little bit of action, a lot of focus, and some accountability will lead your business to success. I'm Dr. Carlos Sanchez, your host, and I'm here with Tom Brody. Tom, could you tell us about the sponsors real quick, please?
Absolutely. This program is sponsored by Aurelia Weems, the CPA, here, right here in the Conroe, Matt Cree with First Priority Title, Klaus Hernandez from Klaus Homes, Jen Bell from Goosehead Insurance, and Brandon Polk from Plus 40 Fitness.
Very good. And speaking of Brandon Polk, he's our special guest this morning, and he has a variety of talents and a lot of things that he's doing in the community. So we wanted to make sure Brandon was the first person we interviewed today, because I've known Brandon for some time now, and I've always admired not only his tenacity in business, but the things he's doing for the community. And so we have a lot of different questions for Brandon. So Brandon, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me on the podcast and radio show. Look forward to talking to you guys.
Yeah, sure. So Tom and I are going to ask you questions, and it looks like Tom has a question already. And if you look at Tom, the video will get close to him so they can see he has a question. So Tom, why don't you go ahead and start? Go ahead and begin.
Well, I guess the question is Plus 40 Fitness. I mean, there's a lot of health and wellness companies out there, but Plus 40, why that name? And is that, I'm assuming that really ties into your target market.
Right. We in the health and fitness industry, we seem to neglect people once they get to a certain age. So you see all these magazines and fitness videos are for, 20-year-olds and 25-year-olds
right.
going to the gym. So we designed it to be a place where 40-year-olds and whatever age comes to feel mm-hmm. comfortable. Don't be... It's not a harsh environment and stuff like that. It's more comfortable for them to work out, and we need to stay active as we get older so they can play with their kids and their grandkids and stuff like that. So
you know, it's really interesting, Brandon, because I saw this TikTok the other day of this older woman, right? So about 40s, something like that. And she's upset, and she says, you know, I'm reaching out to all of you beautiful people that are teaching everybody to have a body like yours. She goes, in 20 years, you'll look like this. You know?
Right.
Because it exactly says what you're saying, that in general, a lot of the folks that do the kind of work you do tend to be younger for younger,
right?
You know, and I think that's pretty extraordinary, because if you go to, I don't know if you've been to his gym, Tom, to his yeah. establishment, he's got people of all ages there.
And actually, I was going to ask you that. What do you think your average age is of your actual customers?
You know, they're probably in their 60s to early 70s, but I mean, during the summer, we had a 14-year-old workout with me during the summer break.
Really? Okay.
To add some muscle and stuff like that. And then awesome. I've actually worked a 95-year-old as well. That was a true inspiration to see his body keep going at that age and
wow.
get stronger and
we
stuff
wish.
Like that.
Something else, Brandon, tell the public, please, if you would, what do you guys do specifically? Like, what are the services you offer?
Oh, yes, sir. So it's a private one-on-one personal training, so there's not going to be 400 people in the gym. It's private and clean, and we also offer fitness classes, a variety of small, also the Peloton and the Mirror as well that you may have seen advertised on TV. We offer those kind of services.
What is that?
Peloton is a cycling bike, and there's all kind of different classes that you can ride on that. Mm-hmm. Cycling bike for cardio, and then we have the Mirror, which offers virtual training, and those have I have a variety of classes on that thing. So it's pretty remarkable and pretty cool stuff we have there, and we try to offer the best fitness equipment around.
Right. Very good. So. And where are you guys located?
2510 South Loop, 336 West, Suite 205. That's in the Transmed Health Building where Robert's Pharmacy is. And
okay, a big deal there. Guys, if you're driving out there, make sure you look around. It's a big building, a big white building. I think you guys got some signs up there. Because when I first went, it was at the beginning when it first opened, and I couldn't find it. You know, I think that now they have some.
Well, we have one that's moving now, and then mm-hmm. we just got the ones that are like permanently in the ground or whatever. So it's nice visibility on them.
So we're talking to Brandon Polk. He runs and owns Plus 40 Fitness. That's right here in Conroe. And Brandon, how easy is it to get involved with you guys? If I wanted to go, is there like a test or something I need to take, or do you resistance test me first and stuff?
No, we start off by giving you a tour. We talk about what your fitness goals are and needs, and then we just get you signed up and get you ready. We just throw you right in there. It's not a race. It's a marathon. So
sure.
we're
okay.
going to go super slow with everything and ease you into the program.
Let me tell you why I say that, because years ago I went to Bally's. Remember Bally's?
Yeah.
Okay. So I go to this thing, and I'm flipping and flopping because, you know, I packed down some pizza pounds, you know. And I go there, and she looks at me and says, okay, well, we're going to put you together with Bruno. He's our, you know, personal fitness guy, right? And Bruno proceeded to torture me, like awful. He's a former Marine, so he's all buffed and all, you know, do this, the push-ups, you know, to test me to where I was. And, of course, I failed, but I never went back. So you don't do that to people.
I'm pretty nice, but they call me a taskmaster and all kind of stuff like that. But, I mean, I don't think so.
But are you the head trainer?
I'm the only we have another trainer as well, but I'm the head one, absolutely. But
okay. All right.
I'm nice about it, guys.
All right. I just want to make sure, because I don't know if you've ever done that, Tom. But you go to...
Well, that's the one thing I think people always, like in January, everybody has these great goals. Sure. That they want to lose weight, and they get in there, and then they realize somebody's going to hold them accountable, and that's not, you know, that some people are not used to that.
Right.
And they think anything, they're trying to get to a goal, but then they don't want to put the effort in to get to that goal, and so that's where it kind of falls short. And everybody quits. Like, I think January 17th is the official day of all the broken resolutions, because they got started and then said, no, I'm done. You know.
Okay.
Right. I'm there to be accountable, and consistency is key also. Yeah. Like, if you don't want to come 2 weeks in a row and then don't see me again for four, I mean, then you're just starting over pretty much again. So it's on them.
But I've seen a lot of people that you work with, and they're all very happy. I've seen your videos and other things you do. And so to get involved with you then, what number do people call anyway?
That would be 936-827-2258 or any of the social medias. Just
Brandon Polk.
Or Plus 40 Fitness on that, and then I'll get in contact with you.
Plus 40 Fitness. So that number again, because you're saying it a lot slower than you do on your TikToks.
936-827-2258.
Perfect. I mean, have you ever heard the way he says his commercial?
Yeah, a lot of times you have to back it up. What do you say? Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
It's too quick. Maybe I'll slow it down.
Well, for me, it's been a little quick. No, but it's fine, because look, you have a great service, and I've seen a lot of really happy people. It's right here at Transmed Center. It's easy to find. It's right in Conroe, and it's high class. I mean, it's actually a very good gym, you know, the establishment you have. I've gone to some other ones here, and yeah, you know.
We try to be the best private personal training studio in Conroe.
So just remember, guys, you get what you pay for, and when you pay $10 a month for a thing, yeah.
Right.
You know, that's the cleanliness you can expect and everything else. Tom, what other question do you have?
Well, the one thing I was interested in, you see the mirror on TV, right? And they never talk about price. It's got to be an expensive piece of equipment.
Right? Oh, right. We bought it when it first came out. So being also a gym owner, I got a little extra.
Well, there you go.
Thing. But I don't think the price of it's super crazy. So anyone, I think, could get it. I have two clients that are actually purchasing it to do it at home.
Really? Okay.
I mean, so it's not like crazy. But the thing is, you get a monthly subscription for the classes. Oh. So that kind of deters people as well.
Right.
So why don't you just come to my place where I do it all?
Well, that's what I was thinking. That's a great way to try it out, especially if you're not sure you want to do it.
Absolutely.
You're not investing a lot of money to see if you want to try it. You can try it out for a couple of weeks or whatever. And then, like you said, people are wanting to buy their own because they love it so much.
They see the results and the benefits of it. So, yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Good. All right. So, Brandon, tell us again, the services you provide. If I'm feeling a little bit overweight, and, of course, seeing it because I get people looking at me and saying, you need to do something about that. How can you help somebody that's busy? I mean, what hours do you guys hold that allows that?
I mean, we're pretty flexible, but 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. is the hours I like to generate. But, I mean, if you need something at 8:30, I mean, I'll work with you or whatever like that. I'm typically open Monday through Friday, but if you want to come on Saturday, I'll rearrange and we'll make it work for you. We're super flexible, and people appreciate the flexibility with their busy schedules.
So. Yeah, that's what I've heard, too. And then that's why I was asking, because, you know, I know how flexible you are. But I've also known that you get in sometimes at 6 a.m. You've done that before, too.
Absolutely. It just whatever works for them. We just recently went to a booking app agency. I wanted to try that for 2020, and that's been a challenge and a new experience. So we're still trying to get the kicks out of that.
Okay. That. Now, do you have family plans, things like that?
Family plans for?
Like myself and my wife and my mom.
Like couples groups and stuff like that. Absolutely. We can train together. Some people don't want to work out with their husband or wives and everything other. I get that as well. But we do have stuff like that as well.
Okay. So we're here with Brandon Polk. He is owner and head trainer of Plus 40 Fitness here in Conroe. And Tom, did you have another question you wanted to ask?
Well, the one thing I just always wondered is how long do people stay with you? I mean, we kind of talked about, you know, in January and people do it for a little bit. What's your average length, I guess, of the longevity of someone working out with you?
Great question. So we build a more of a family atmosphere at the gym. So it's a family group there. So I've owned the place personally for 5 years now. And there's been people there longer than me have been at that gym.
Really?
From the old owner, they stayed with me and continue to work out with me. So 10 plus years I've seen people.
That's awesome.
So very cool. It's a family thing. We all cheer each other on, support each other, and it's more of a family than a
It's kind of like a lifestyle versus something you're just going to pick up for a couple of weeks. I mean, you start doing it, and it's part of your everyday routine.
Right, and then they hold each other accountable, and if one misses, they call me and say, hey, what's going on with this character? What's going on? They're very into each other's lives, for sure.
Well, it's a friendship and a family.
Absolutely. So it works out.
That's awesome.
Very good. So you've listened to Brandon Polk, and we're going to talk about another talent he has in a few minutes. Brandon, final time. Give us one more time. How can people reach you?
936-827-2258 or any of the +40-fitness.com or anything like that. Reach out.
Especially, social media, because I know that you're
social media. I'll get it for sure if you reach out.
So we'll be right back then. When we come back, we'll talk to Brandon Polk. We're going to talk to him more about another career that he has been involved with for the past few years, where he's making a big difference in the community. So please stay with us. We will be right back.
The Condo Means Business radio show and podcast are brought to you by these sponsors. Aurelia Weems, a CPA right here in Conroe, Texas. Her number is 936-273-1188. Matt Cree with First Priority Title, 832-204-4884. Klaus Hernandez of Klaus Homes, 832-434-4646. Jen Bell with Goosehead Insurance, 281-713-6873. And finally, Brandon Polk of Plus 40 Fitness, 936-827-2258. Please support these sponsors as they allow this program and others to be aired. Also, if you're interested in the chamber, please join us, and you can join us online at mytexaschamber.org or call the chamber at 832-436-8956.
Welcome back to Conroe Means Business radio show and podcast. I'm Dr. Carlos Sanchez, your host. And remember that at our show, we believe that a little bit of focus, a lot of action, and a little bit of accountability will lead to your successful business. And we share information with you. We also share our members' wisdom and everything they know to help you succeed in your business. Now, and I'm here, by the way, I'm sorry, with Tom Brody. He's a co-host. Tom, what do you have for us today?
Well, just going to go over the sponsors of this program. We've got Aurelia Reams, CPA, right here in Conroe. We've got Matt Cree with First Priority Title, Klaus Hernandez from Klaus Homes, Jen Bell from Goosehead Insurance, and Brandon Polk from Plus 40 Fitness are all sponsors of this program.
And we put Brandon Polk at that position last, because position is what you want to remember. That's position three. Position three for City Council of the City of Conroe is his project, actually his life project, that's coming up in a few weeks by the time this airs. So we want to make sure that you get to know Brandon a little bit. So ladies and gentlemen, we want to introduce, he's a candidate for City Council, position three, Mr. Brandon Polk. You can clap now and welcome Brandon.
Okay. Oh, please stop it. So this isn't my first time running for a political office. At 35 years old, I decided to jump into this political arena, and I believe my main goal in that campaign was to be the voice of the people who are voiceless and to inspire the youth of the community of Conroe, and got to talking to people, and I think we did that this time. We have new candidates all over the place, younger ones now. I was 40 years younger than any candidate last time.
40 years.
So, I mean, I don't know, 35 maybe, I don't know. But I was definitely the youngest by far, and they would talk about living here for 40 years, and I was like, I haven't even been alive 40 years to do that. So I was definitely the outcast of the group, but we got 4,000 people believed in the message, and I got more votes than the incumbent office holder. I mean, how many people are right out of the gate can say that? Sure. I just didn't know the juggernaut that I had ran against before, or who was running against. So we feel real confident. We have a nice support system this time, and I believe bringing the faith, family, and freedom platform. That's what I'm all about.
Always remember, though, food goes first.
And there you go. Food.
Food, family, faith, fun.
Absolutely food. Mexican food, I'm not mad at, for sure. So that's what we like to do.
Very good. You mentioned something important, and this might be a little bit off topic, but still it matters, because I know people know that the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce used to be the Conroe Willis Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And obviously, one of the reasons we even started the chamber in Conroe was the voiceless of Conroe, right? People who live in part of Conroe that's more representative of Hispanic people, things like that. Now, you're Brandon Polk. are you Brando Polcono or something? Or what?
Right. So, so I'm half Hispanic. For those that didn't know that, I mean, you could see that when you look at me, guys. But, they're unrepresented. And I had people that would come up to me and talk to me last time. They were like, it's so nice to see some male young figure in a leadership role. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I would love to be that guy to inspire other people to get in there and do that kind of thing. So, yes, I am Hispanic, and I'm ready to take on that desire and needs of that community, and ready to go to work for it.
Very good, because that will partner with anyone that thinks that way, for sure. So, Tom, what question do you have for Brandon?
Well, I guess one question is that why aren't more young people getting into politics? I mean, do you have an opinion on that? Because it seems like it's young people are not interested.
Right. So what I've learned in this short time I've been in this political thing, it's pretty a dirty game. I mean, I got one person telling me this opinion, one person telling me that opinion, and it's all just for their own personal benefits, really. It's not about helping the community out. Mm. And I jumped in to help out the community, and that's why I'm running. That's why I have no plan to be the president. I mean, I just want to be on the city council and see what I can do to shape the future for not only your kids, but your grandkids as well. And
right.
So that's what I'm running for. But yeah, so people don't want to get involved because it's dirty, and there's some scandals and stuff like that I've noticed, and you don't want good people running for office that deters people running if they smear your name and stuff like that.
And it seems like that's what everybody does.
Absolutely.
Is they go to the dirty route initially. Just, you know, nobody wants to debate the issues. They want to just try to disparage the other candidate.
Right. I think when you start slandering people, that's when you've lost the race. Absolutely.
So something I wanted to mention. You mentioned this just now about the community and about helping the community. I've seen you involved very deeply with Joe's Italian restaurant right down the street. And you guys were distributing food and stuff like that. Tell us a little bit about that, Brandon. Why do you do that kind of thing?
Oh, you know, the Joe's Italian's the Mattress Mac of Conroe, and they do great things for the community, first responders, and anyone that needs a help with out there, willing to help out like that. And I'm willing to serve. If Joe asked me to do that, I'm willing to help him out. I've also done stuff with the food banks and other organizations to help support them and get people out doing stuff to help the community.
So these are some of the things you do for the community now?
Right. So, you know, people in the race are, hey, come meet me. Hello, I'm new to the political process. I've been doing this for a long time. You don't need to come meet me because you know me and you know what I'm about and you know what I stand for. So that makes me different than the other people.
There you go. Right? That was one of the questions. It's like, how many people are running for position 3 right now?
I think it's 4.
Okay. So you're outstanding because you've got actual experience in the whole process and you've worked with the community before, and a lot of people know you for that, but they also respect you. So what else do you see as a big difference for yourself?
Oh, yeah, just the experience on that. And I'm once again the youngest one on the ballot, so we're just going to try to be new leadership, new approach to politics, eliminate wasteful spending, keep our taxes low, protect our first responders, just stuff like that. It's pretty much the same message as it was in 2020, but now I feel I have more support, and we can get that message out.
So the big question always is, what do you think about Fraser Street?
About Fraser Street. So we're lacking.
Because our office is on North Fraser.
Right. So a lot of areas downtown and surrounding areas that are more utilized than others, and we bring stuff in all the time. We're one of the fastest growing cities in the nation, so we need all of the
infrastructure.
We need all of Conroe to work together, not just a particular area, and we need to put resources and money into everywhere so they have stuff to do and activity, and we're going to bring business over there as well, and make it work for
very
everyone.
Good. Okay, Tom, what else do you have, Tom?
Well,
we've got a candidate here.
Absolutely. I guess one of the things people say, well, you know, what's your main platform? If you could do one thing, if you get elected, what's going to be your main focus?
The main focus is being a small business owner myself. I'm pro-business 100%, so I would like to see less regulations and less permit problems and stuff like that. Make it easier for the everyday person to be a business owner, and so they can be their own business owner and not work for someone, so they can live the American dream,
sure.
Help out their family and kids and stuff like that. So less regulations for business, and I'd like to start a small business task force with the other known business owners in the area to try to see what we can do to help make that process easier for people.
Yeah. Yeah. I know there's been a real push on trying to kind of, not revitalize, but bring more people to downtown Conroe. Is that something you're behind as well?
Absolutely. We have the there's a new food truck park coming. We have the new Wood Forest Bank coming, and we have the Montgomery County Food Hall coming, which I will say I have a juice bar, the only healthy drink downtown Conroe. I will be in that Montgomery County
Food Hall. You're going to have a juice bar there?
Yeah, it's called the ROE, stand for Conroe. It's going to be like a main squeeze, but this is a local flavor, so we'll have all local drinks, the Conroe Tower, Conroe Tiger, just stuff like that, for instance, where you can get a juice cleanse and do all that as well.
Wow.
So that's another thing that's going to the Montgomery County Food Hall.
It's actually new. We haven't heard about that. Last I heard about your expanding business was you were going to have a Michelada place, like a beer place. You went all the way to the other side.
Right. I went to the other route, so we were like, what are we lacking? And we're like, we don't have anything healthy to drink for the people downtown Conroe to grab and go on their way to work. So that's the plan right now.
So you're listening to Brandon Polk. Brandon Polk is candidate for position 3 in a city council. Brandon, when are we having this election? Or how's that process going to work?
The election is in May and the early voting in April. So guys, let's get out there. Please like, share my stuff, Brandon Polk for Conroe, on all social media platforms, and check out our website. A lot of people don't know that we need donations, we need support. The signs are the most expensive thing. That's what I learned from the last poll.
And then people steal them, right? Or they take them?
Right. I got over 2,000 views of, we had a guy who had cameras at his house. They backed up, took the sign from someone's yard, one of my supporters last time. And wow.
Yeah.
So just, it's a dirty game, but the signs are very, I'm not a millionaire, so. The donations are crucial, and I would appreciate it.
Do you have a website where people can go donate?
Yes, sir. It's BrandonPolkForConroe.com, and there'll be a QR code on my business cards and all that stuff. You can just
BrandonPolkForConroe.com.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I have another question real quick. I know that your slogan or your tagline is a use of words for, you know, it's a cultural thing, and it means something, and it's funny. Explain to us, and please mention, what is your tagline?
So, I mean, every good campaign needs a slogan, so I guess we're just going to go with what the times, the cultural times that we're living in. So the Let's Go Brandon, and then we throw in my last name on the mix, Let's Go Brandon Polk for Conroe City Council Position 3, and that's the thing we're going to go with, I believe.
So. Memorable, for sure. Tom, what's your opinion?
I think it's a great way to jump on a cultural phenomenon.
Right.
When I first heard this going viral, within 2 weeks, I was going down 1488, and there was people selling Let's Go Brandon flags and everything, and you still see that a lot. So this is a great way to leverage that interest.
Right. So I've seen them from all the way from red solo cups on people's fences to all kind of stuff like that. So anytime I see that, we just get the we take a picture and we get it out, and then we throw my last name behind it. So hopefully people will, if they don't know me, then at least you know that, and we can capitalize
That's
on that
situation.
That's
similar to the Sleepy Ray McDonald, right? Same thing, right? Ray McDonald, you know, councilman?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So you're listening to Brandon Polk. He is running for Congress, for city council in city of Conroe. This happens in May. There'll be early voting. He will be talking to people and meeting you and talking to you if he doesn't already know you. And so, Brandon, thank you for being on the program.
I appreciate you guys having me and being the first guest on the Conroe Means Business radio show, because we do mean business here in Conroe, and I look forward to helping out any way I can.
Very good. So, and when we come back, Tom and I are going to discuss some of the important matters. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Conroe Means Business radio show and podcast are brought to you by these sponsors. Aurelia Weems, a CPA right here in Conroe, Texas. Her number is 936-273-1188. Matt Cree with First Priority Title, 832-204-4884. Klaus Hernandez of Klaus Homes, 832-434-4646. Jen Bell with Goosehead Insurance, 281-713-6873. And finally, Brandon Polk of Plus 40 Fitness, 936-827-2258. Please support these sponsors as they allow this program and others to be aired. Also, if you're interested in the chamber, please join us and you can join us online at mytexaschamber.org or call the chamber at 832-436-8956.
Welcome back to the Conroe Means Business Radio Show and Podcast. I'm Dr. Carlos Sanchez, and we want to thank our guests for being here today. Earlier, we heard from Claus Hernandez. He is a local realtor who has a worldwide reach. Say that twice quickly. And, of course, Brandon Polk, running for city council, position 3. And, of course, Brandon also has a local business. So make sure you reach out to them. We're very thankful that they were able to be on the show today. We air this program at 2 p.m. on Wednesdays. Tom, tell us where they can find this show and how they can listen, please, if you would.
They can find it just about anywhere. Search for Miracle City Chamber and then look for the Conroe Means Business Show. We're going to be on YouTube, Facebook. It's also going to be a podcast. You can actually watch it on Channel 12 on Suddenlink, and you can also find it on irlonestar.com. So this is something that we're going to publish every week, Wednesday, 2 p.m., and just be sure to look it on Facebook as well, because we'll be pushing it out on Facebook, Twitter, all the social media platforms. So if you're following the Chamber right now on social media, I'm sure you'll see it pop up in your newsfeed.
We're also going to have it on our website, mytexaschamber.org, and so you can go there, and while you're at it, you can check out previous shows, and you can communicate with us. So we want to thank you very much for listening to our program. Remember, 106.1 and 104.5 FM in Conroe are, of course, the dials that you want to look for on your radio. I'm Dr. Carlos Sanchez.
And I'm Tom Brody, the Found Money Guy.
We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening.